In his State of the Union speech this week, President Bush made a wide range of proposals, including proposals to spend a lot of federal money. The president spoke at a time when even his conservative supporters say they're concerned about federal spending, as we'll hear in a few minutes. We will start by trying to calculate how much it would cost to keep the promises the president made on Tuesday night. A plan to encourage drug testing in schools would be small in terms of the federal budget.
So tonight I propose an additional $23 million for schools that want to use drug testing as a tool to save children's lives.
A plan to help ex-convicts would cost a little more.
So tonight I propose a four-year, $300 million prisoner reentry initiative.
A plan to help pay for health insurance would likely cost billions of dollars, though the president did not specify a figure.
And tonight I propose that individuals who buy catastrophic health care coverage as part of our new health savings accounts be allowed to deduct 100% of the premiums from their taxes.
To understand the president's health care plans, we met with Joe Antos of the American Enterprise Institute. He's a former Reagan administration official and former analyst at the Congressional Budget Office. Antos explains that the president wants to improve a brand new program that makes it easier to open a savings account to pay for health insurance.
Millions of people will be eligible for health savings accounts and will almost certainly take them up.
At least tens of billions of dollars will already be spent under this Medicare bill that's already been signed, and now the president's proposing an additional benefit that will cost at least a few billion dollars more.
A few billion dollars, again, this is very hard to say. This is putting cream in the coffee, so to speak. A reasonable guesstimate might be another 10 to 20 billion.
Joe Antos, the president made another proposal to expand health insurance or improve health insurance for Americans. Let's listen.
I ask you to give lower-income Americans a refundable tax credit that would allow millions to buy their own basic health insurance.
Okay, a refundable tax credit. What is that and how much does that cost?
Refundable tax credit is a government subsidy to people who choose to buy insurance who didn't previously have it.
A tax credit is basically a straight payment back, a straight refund from your taxes.
That's right.
And then this is going to come immediately as soon as you're buying health insurance.
That's right. It'll come immediately. You'll undoubtedly have to fill out your tax form in the next year, and you'll just get your payments in advance, so to speak.
How much is the tax credit?
We don't know. The president didn't say in the State of the Union, but we can get some guidance from last year, and it's very likely that it is last year's proposal. The credit could be up to a total amount not exceeding $3,000 for a family. If you're an individual, the cap is $1,000.
Millions of people would qualify for this $1,000 to $3,000 payment from the government.
Now, that's exactly right.
And how much would that cost overall?
Last year, the cost was $89 billion over 10 years. Of course, health care costs rise, premiums increase, and so on. It's reasonable to think that the same proposal this year would come in around $100 billion over 10 years.
The $100 billion that Joe Antos calculates is a big expense, but in his State of the Union speech, the president also pressed for something bigger.
Younger workers should have the opportunity to build a nest egg by saving part of their Social Security taxes in a personal retirement account.
The president has said ever since his first campaign that he wants to change the Social Security system to invest some of the money in the stock market. If the investments do well, there could be more money in the long run to support aging baby boomers. But over the next several decades, there's an enormous added cost, as we learned from Robert Greenstein. He's a former Carter administration official who now runs the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities.
Well, the Social Security Trust Fund gets the money from people's payroll taxes. What the president is proposing is that some of the payroll tax revenue that today goes into the Social Security Trust Fund and finances Social Security benefits go into private accounts instead. It won't go into the trust fund. The trust fund will have less money. It will be less able to pay benefits over the long term than it already is.
The problem is that today's workers are paying the Social Security benefits of today's retirees.
Exactly. Social Security has worked this way since it started, when it first started. If those revenues don't go to today's retirees, if they go instead into accounts for workers who won't retire for several decades, then how do we pay benefits for Social Security retirees in the interim?
Advocates of changing Social Security acknowledge there would be what's called a transition cost, added money pumped into the system to support millions of retirees. Robert Greenstein says that cost would be at least $1 trillion. That's trillion with a T.
But there are no trillions of dollars to transfer from the rest of the budget. It already is expected to be trillions of dollars in deficits in years to come, and institutions like the International Monetary Fund are warning that even without such Social Security proposals, the long-term deficits we face are so large that they could cause significant long-term damage to the U.S. economy and the world economy.
And even the Social Security plan is small compared to another proposal the president made this week.
The biggest policy that's currently on the agenda that could completely screw up the fiscal outlook is making the president's tax cuts permanent.
That's William Gale of the Tax Policy Center and the Brookings Institution. The tax cuts that President Bush signed into law in his first term will expire after a few years.
What Congress has given, the Congress should not take away. For the sake of job growth, the tax cuts you passed should be permanent.
Gale says that plan and associated costs add up to $2 trillion in the next decade and many trillions afterward.
Making the president's tax cuts permanent would cost more over the next 75 years than it would take to fix the entire problem in the Social Security and Medicare trust funds over the next 75 years.
By creating the situation where the tax cuts were not permanent in the first place, though, the president does put himself in an interesting political situation because he can say if you don't extend these tax cuts, it's a tax increase. People's taxes really will go up.
It's true that people's taxes really will go up if these things expire. Remember, the expiration of the tax cuts is what tax cut advocates voted for in each of the last 3 years. It's what President Bush signed. In each of the 3 years, tax cut advocates could have gotten smaller tax cuts that were made permanent, but in each case, they took a calculated gamble that they wanted to distort the budget figures and get a bigger tax cut over a shorter period of time.
William Gale of the Tax Policy Center says the president's fiscal plans could force massive cuts in government services. Joe Antos, the former Reagan administration official, is concerned about how quickly the federal budget surplus vanished.
We're back into the land of rapidly rising deficits. I am concerned, generally, that the president and Congress take action to try to slow down the growth of unnecessary spending. Distinguish between unnecessary spending and necessary spending is a tough call here. But there are plenty of places, not just in healthcare, but throughout the budget, where if you had a choice, you might decide to let that one go this year. And I would argue that letting that one go this year would be a good motto for Congress.
Some Democrats would suggest that if the president gets his way on tax cuts, that you'd have to let a lot of things go, including a lot of things that the president himself has proposed.
You know, as I say, there are trade-offs.
Trade-offs that President Bush didn't mention as he made his long list of generous proposals to the nation.